Blog Talk Radio.
There is superstition writing on the wall.
This program contains adult content. Parental discretion is advised.
Hello, 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 America. Welcome back. We are back. Yes, SCA's Ribeye Radio, presented by Tranquil IT, episode 16. I am your host, JoJo, and with me, my partner in crime, the man, the myth, the legend, Brett.
To hell with Brett.
What?
Yes, I'm back. We made it. We survived the trifecta weekend, three events in 3 days. Well, two events for us. We bowed out. We took the smart way out.
The smart way. That right there, folks. We'll talk about the SCA Summer of Love here in a little bit, and we'll get into some major, major details about how fun we had this past weekend. First off, we're going to go over our agenda.
Whoa. How fun we had this weekend?
I'm not even drinking. Wow.
Okay, just checking.
All right, so let's go over the agenda really quick. If anybody can... bear with me. I'm trying to get my bearings. So we are going to go over event results. Since the last show, we have had six, yes, folks, six contests, if you can believe that. So we're going to go over Big Spring, Waco, Decatur, Edinburgh, Shiner, and Shreveport. Wow, that was a mouthful. Then we're going to take a little stroll and see what's going on Brett's mind. Then we're going to spin the Shiner wheel of beer. We will peruse the news desk, which includes our upcoming event calendar. We'll do mail call. Yes, folks, we got a letter. We're going to do some quick hits, and then we'll wrap it all up with a stroll through JoJo's Corner. But before we get started, we're going to do a little shout out to our sponsors. So we would like to thank Kingsford Professional Charcoal, Shiner Beers, Grill Great, PK Grills, Pelican Elite Coolers, Dripping Springs Texas Vodka, Mr. and Mrs. T's Bloody Mary Mixes, Cosmos Q's Injections, Marinades, and Rubs. Yes, it just wins. Good Up Steps, Tranquil IT, and Fire Butler. Thank you all for supporting SCA and Ribeye Radio.
Applause, applause. There you go.
Even the studio audience is kind of dragging a little bit.
Just a little far behind.
So we hope everybody's having a good time. And I'm telling you, it has been a very, very busy 2 weeks.
It's been hot.
Very hot, but we've been busy. And we're going to go right into some results. So the first contest we're going to talk about is Crossroads Steak Cook-Off in Big Spring, Texas. Mr. Brett Galloway here was our rep. In Big Spring, we had X amount of teams that participated in this. We had a margarita contest, and we had steak. In the margarita contest, third place went to Howard Thomas. Second place went to Tony Valentine. And first place margarita went to Bud Alexander.
Bud had a great peach margarita.
Ooh.
It's very good.
Very refreshing.
It was.
Now, in steak, 10th place went to Matt Walker. 9th place, Tammy Alexander.
Keeping it in the family.
Exactly. 8th place, Bud Alexander.
Keeping it in the family.
7th place went to Mr. West Texas himself, Lance Moore.
Lance Alexander.
6th place went Chad Struenbach. Struenbach. 5th place went to, I'm going to assume this is Matt Alexander?
Yes.
Okay. Typo. That's why I couldn't read it.
Thanks for kicking me in the nut. Yes. Thank you.
Okay. 4th place, Aaron Leslie. 3rd place went to Mike Vernon. 2nd place went to Tommy Smith. And first place went to Brennan Johnson. So congratulations, Brennan. You have earned your right to cook at the SCA International Steak Championship in Fort Worth on October 29th. Good turnout, Brett?
Yeah, good turnout.
Very nice.
It was part of a barbecue cook-off, IBCA. They already invited us back for next year. So
great.
It's on.
Very good. Very good. So the next contest on this, that was on a Friday night event. Was it Saturday? No, that was Saturday. That was a Saturday event because we had three Saturday events going on at the same time.
That would be true.
Correct.
Yes.
Affirmative.
Yes.
Positive. Thank you. That's what we were looking for, that bell of approval. So our second contest, Waco, Texas, Proud of Texas POD Steak Cook-Off. This was in conjunction with a Cassie Chili and Bean competition. This event was run by Miss SCA herself, Shelly Galloway. And on this one, we had a wing contest and steak. So in the wings, fifth place went to Tommy Kriska. Fourth place, Spud Griffin.
Oh, wait, yeah.
No relation to Spud Webb.
No, taller.
Third place went to Brad Isabel. Second place, John Caffey. And first place went to Steak Aficionados.
First place?
First prize.
They were fourth place.
Are you wings.
Wings. Oh, okay. We got that covered anyway. Welcome to the show.
Thank you.
Thanks. I'm awake now.
Folks, that was Brett Galloway there.
Lord.
First place wings, Cindy Cranford. So congratulations, Cindy, on the wing competition. On steak, 10th place, John Payne.
Oh, yes.
Bring in the pain.
It's a little weak.
There you go.
There you go.
There you go. There you go, John. Okay, 9th place went to Kevin Thornton.
Very good job, Kevin.
Okay.
Don't have one.
8th place, David Lessler. 7th place, Ole Willis. 6th place, Bobby Stewart, Bandit Barbecue.
Come on! Come on!
Bobby. Come on.
5th place went to Miss East Texas herself, Janet Baker.
Janet.
There you go. 4th place, steak aficionado Boyd Ford.
Pardon me. Would you have any gray poupon?
Well, aficionado.
Yes.
3rd place went to Rodney Stevens. 2nd place, Braun Sear.
First rule of Fight Club is you do not talk about Fight Club.
Exactly.
That's true.
And first place went to Tommy Kriska.
Not so much.
Now, on this one, you want to explain how this one, who qualified for this one?
Fell down to Boyd Ford.
Yes. Tommy did get the victory, but it fell to Boyd. So we are very happy for Boyd and the aficionado team, and we'd be looking forward to seeing you guys in Fort Worth on the 29th of October. The next event, this was a double point event.
Go ahead.
Do you want me to say it again?
No.
It was a double point event. This one was Chisholm Trail Steak Challenge, Decatur, Texas. Same day also, we had 31 teams for this one. The mayor was the rep for this contest. We had a good turnout for this one. This one we had a burger competition. So 5th place in burgers went to Jason Richmond. 4th place burger went to Roland Escobedo. 3rd place burger went to Dan Judd. 2nd place burger, Cody Allenbar.
Cody Allenbar.
But it's all right.
Wow. First place went to Kelly Calvary on burger.
Oh,
so congratulations, Kelly. Now in steak, 10th place went to Mark Dirty Bird.
Dirty Birds. He doesn't have a song yet.
Okay.
What?
Like an eagle. Oh, yeah, there you go.
Fly like an eagle.
Ninth place, Mr. Joe Early, R.I. Cook Team 2. Eighth place went to Robbie Staggs. Seventh place, Shauna Rapolo.
That was pretty good.
I tell you, this production value is getting better and better, isn't it?
I don't know about that.
R.I. Cook Team 3. So sixth place went to Mr. Bubba Garrett.
Twisted Sister.
Hipster.
Hipster.
What is that?
That was sixth place. Fifth place, another name that we just called out a minute ago, Roland Escobedo. Fourth place, another name we called, Dan Judd. Third place went to Smokehouse Rat number 2, Joe Stump.
Joe Stump.
Smoking!
Second place, Mr. Johnny Joseph, Blowing Smoke Grillers.
Here's Johnny!
And our victory went to Dustin Sanders, Smokehouse Rat number 1. Okay.
That's his favorite song. That's the song he picked.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. Kind of caught me off guard there for a second. All right. So that right there was the previous week on those contests. So thank you to everybody that attended. And also, we'd like to say thank you to the winners. We will see you all in Fort Worth. Now, this particular weekend that just passed, 4th of July weekend, holiday weekend, we called it the SCA Trifecta weekend. This was an incredible, incredible weekend. We have 3 contests in 3 days in 3 different parts of the world, and it was very, 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 very fun. We had some teams that actually did all 3 of these contests. So the first one we did was Saturday in Edinburgh, Texas. We're talking down in the valley. It's getting hot in here, so take off all your clothes. I tell you what, we almost did because that's how hot it was.
It was hot down there, man.
Down there. Now, here's some things to bring to the table here. It was our largest contest so far. Brett, did we or did we not set a record?
We did. The previous record was 122 teams. We had 130 teams in Edinburgh, Texas turn in stakes.
This was something else.
Something to see. If you were just to stand back and watch, we had 2 guys accepting stakes, or 2 girls. I had myself cutting the stakes, and as quick as I could cut them, there was a lady taking them to all 6 tables. And then we ran 6 tables of judges.
2 runners.
And then JoJo did nothing but stand there and take tickets off and get them all in order, which was a task in itself to assure we had all that right.
We had 4 table captains.
Yeah,
I mean, it was crazy. But
we were done.
The thing about it was we were outside the entire time. So if you can imagine being under a large tent, very hot, but thank the Lord we had a breeze. The wind was blowing, and it wasn't as bad. We did come back a shade darker from the wind burn, but we had a really, really good contest there. The whole setup, the whole presentation down there was
top notch,
top of the line. Our compliments to everyone down there in Edinburgh, especially Ronnie and Eddie, all the volunteers, everybody was there.
Alex,
I'm talking. It was a great, great contest. Friday night when we arrived to kind of get a lay of the land, there was a concert going on, and there was just so much electricity and a buzz in the air. It was great. And then Saturday, the whole day was just exciting. We had cook teams as far as the eye could see. They had some exhibits. There was a guy out there with crocodiles.
The crocodiles out there.
Yeah, it was pretty
pythons.
Cool. Yeah, he had a really good setup there. and they all did it out there, and we had some good musical acts. There was a girl that was out there singing. She was really, really good, sang country.
Oh, yeah, she was good.
She was really good. So it was just a really great time. But, yes, folks, 130 teens, that is our new standing record. So for some of you that are listening, Rick, in especially here in Texas, Humble, 130 is the magic number, Bubba. So keep that in mind.
Oh, my God, that's hot.
Oh,
now,
wow.
One of the things that we wanted to mention also about Edinburgh is it is a large, very large barbecue cookout, and we're part of the steak cook-off. And in this particular contest, we had the full gambit, wasn't it? It was brisket ribs, chicken, and steak.
Yeah, brisket rib, chicken, and steak. We did not judge brisket ribs and chicken, just the steak.
Yeah, we were just at part privy to the steak part, but we had a lot of good compliments, and a lot of people really enjoyed it. So let's get over to the top 10. All we ran here, like I said, was just steak. We didn't do any ancillaries. So 10th place went to Johnny Rodriguez. 9th place, Lorenzo Garcia. 8th place, Jesse Ruiz. 7th place went to Gilbert Casanova.
Oh, Gilbert.
Oh, Casanova.
Nice.
Very nice. 6th place went to Eddie Saladam.
Mm-hmm.
5th place went to Tom Bruce.
Lenny's brother. He's not afraid.
He's not afraid. 4th place went to Juan Munez. You cracked me up with that one.
A little R.E.M. for you.
3rd place went to Danny Luetta.
We gon' celebrate your party with you.
2nd place went to Chuck Salinas. And 1st place, I believe this was his first time cooking.
First time SCA.
Yeah, first time SCA.
It'll be first time long time.
It was Mario Peña.
Right, and he was part of?
Part of Team Casanova.
Oh, Casanova.
Yes, now, they were good.
As a note of record, Team Casanova did get reserve grand champion.
And they cooked on a one-man pits.
Yes.
It was a PK challenge. Our highest-placing PK was Louis Liendo.
Yes.
And congratulations, he won $250.
Can't remember what position he came in.
14th.
14th, that's correct.
It was hard on the PK that weekend.
Just a little bit, buddy.
Well, I think it was a bit of a mesquite weekend.
And we'll be mentioning one-man pits again because they were popular this particular weekend.
They were winning.
But again, we want to thank everybody down in Edinburgh. It was a great, great time. Now, for me and Brett, as soon as we were done with basically judging and did the awards, we got on that horse and we rode to Shiner, Texas. Yes, birthplace of Shiner Beers. Got to Shiner to do the next. There you go.
On the road again. Just can't wait to get on the road again.
It was a long ride.
So should we tell them about our fine adventure at the border?
Okay. Brett's going to tell a story here, folks.
All right.
Go ahead.
So on the way down, we had this great idea. We were going to post videos as we went. And so JoJo and I were calling it the SCA road trip. We were road tripping. And so we went to a restaurant and had the best margaritas in Austin. So we posted that on there. Then the other guys that were driving, they decided they were not going to be outdone. So they started posting videos. So they stopped at a winery and they were actually bottling their own wine. And yes, we made fun of them for that. So this continued on through the cook-off. On the way home, they all left before us because we had a job to do. We had to finish up with the teams and get everything done. So as soon as we hit the checkpoint, the what do you call that, Joe? Inspection station.
It is the border inspection station in Falfurrias, Texas.
Yeah, basically they're checking to make sure you're not bringing anybody with you that is not a citizen or bringing drugs with you. They've got dogs, et cetera, there. So we have this idea. We're going to mess with the boys. So we put a post up on Facebook and basically said we were detained at the inspection station because we had 16 bottle cases of vodka, which did.
True.
And I spouted off that, do you not know who I am? To the officer there. And anyway, this was in the letter, you know?
I'm kind of a big deal.
Yeah. So we did that. So then we posted this all on Facebook, and Facebook erupted. It was hilarious. All of a sudden, they started calling us. We wouldn't answer. Finally, JoJo answered. What'd you say, JoJo?
I said, I can't talk right now. And I hung up.
And so they're freaking out. Poor Patty Curtis is over there doing everything but putting a prayer chain up for us. And she's lighting candles in the house. And my dad's worried we're in jail. And here the whole time, we're just having fun with these guys.
We paid for it the next day.
Yeah.
We did pay for it.
So we let them off the hook, but they got us back.
Yeah, it was kind of funny, but yeah, technically we could have been detained because we didn't have a manifest for the vodka, and we didn't have any sales tags on the bottles, so technically we were bootlegging. It kind of reminded us of that trip we made from Texarkana to Atlanta.
You take drugs, Danny?
Every day.
Good. So what's the problem?
Just a technicality.
Small.
I mean,
next time we need
to... The
guy
looked in the truck,
yeah.
Took a double look at all the vodka. Didn't say a word.
It was kind of cartoonish. He just kind of looked and went doodly-doot and looked again. And it was kind of funny. But I guess you had to be there.
All right, Dan.
Said that and walked off.
So anyway, let's get back to the results here. We were at the Half Moon Holidays State Cook-Off in Shiner, Texas.
That is a beautiful venue for an event. Now, it's a long walk for turn-ins. And we came up with a solution for that. Joe will tell you about that. But the spots are all right along a river, lots of trees and shade. Really good place for an event.
Now, what was really cool is it was, like Brett said, it's very spread out. So where we were set up, we were on the top of a hill. And we were, at least a football field away? At least?
Yeah.
So for the very first time, we introduced... the SCA turn-in drive-through, where everybody that did not have a golf cart or have a four-wheeler actually drove up in their vehicles and literally were dropping their food off at the window. So it was really, really cool, really neat. We didn't get a chance to take pictures because, man, we were running like gangbusters.
Yeah.
But we had a really good time there. On this one, we had 37 teams that competed on this contest.
And it could have been 60.
Easily.
Next year it'll be 60.
But we had a really good time there. Now this one we did have the very special and unique One Bite Challenge. But there was a caveat with the One Bite Challenge. Shiner Smokehouse actually supplied the your choice of jalapeno cheddar. Was it jalapeno cheddar?
Jalapeno cheddar.
Sausage. Or original sausage. And it, folks, this stuff was really, really good. I mean, if you can find it in the stores, find it. It's good. So everybody got a pack of sausage and the 6 Asian spoons. And everybody did a one-bite challenge with these sausages. And I'm telling you, the creativity was off the charts.
Yeah, it's really good.
It was really good. So in our top 5 positions, 5th place went to Robin Solomon. I believe she worked for the actual brewery.
She worked for the Shiner Brewery, yeah.
Yes. Then we had 4th place, Diane Jarrett.
Mm-hmm.
3rd place went to Bron Sear.
First rule of Fight Club is you do not talk about Fight Club.
2nd place went to Julie Boehm. And 1st place went to Kelly Curtis. And I'm trying to remember his wife's name. I believe it's Lisa.
Miss.
Miss Curtis, Mrs.
Correct.
Curtis.
Mrs. Curtis.
They got 1st place, and they did a very, very cool dish. It was a jalapeno-wrapped sausage wrapped with bacon and then fried, and he called it the Smokehouse Sausage Torpedo. And everybody was raving about this.
Mm-hmm.
It was really, really neat looking. He took pictures of it and was showing everybody, and everybody was just going crazy over this. So congratulations to the Curtis family on that victory on the One Bite Challenge. Now we segue into the top 10 in steak place. You know what, Brett? I'm not feeling very well.
Why?
I got a fever.
Uh-oh. It sounds like Tim Pollock must have hit.
I got a fever. And the only prescription is more cowbell.
10th place, Cowbell Cooker.
Cowbell Cooker.
Timmy Pollock. St. Pauli Boy.
St. Pauli Boy hit 10th place. Way to go there, Timmy.
Good job, little buddy.
9th place went to Joey Smith.
Nice.
8th place, Shauna Rapolo, R.I. Cook Team number 3. 7th place went to Justin Margus.
Oh, yeah.
Best known as
Smoke.
Dr. Smoke. So congratulations there, Justin. 6th place went to Dean Solomon.
Congratulations. We gonna celebrate your party with you. New one.
5th place to Gino Potts, best known as
This is Sheriff Dupa D. Justice of Texas.
He's straining there.
4th place, Blowing Smoke Grillers, Johnny Joseph.
Johnny Joseph.
Here's Johnny.
3rd place, another call for Mr. Braun Sear.
Golly.
First rule of Fight Club is you do not talk about Fight Club.
Well, we're going to wear that dropout, ain't we?
I guess. This guy, he's creeped up to 2nd place now.
2nd place in Half Moon Holiday, Kevin Murphy. Murph Smoke Shack.
We are singers, JoJo.
Exactly. That's gold right there. Gold, I tell you.
Singers, we are.
1st place, first time SCA cooker, but a veteran barbecuer, went to Archie Donahoe. Congratulations, Archie, and to his wife, Tracy.
Good job, buddy.
They were so excited. It was just amazing. When there was a certain buzz in the room. We were inside of the building that we did the judging and such. And it was very hot that day. We had the air conditioning, so they decided, let's go ahead and do it inside. We'll do, we'll set up chairs. And we had a couple of cameras in there. There was a video team there that did drone footage over the weekend. And
not in the building, though.
Not in the building.
Okay.
Not the drone. Okay. That doesn't mean the cameras.
Gotcha.
Oh, boy. So we started doing the awards for the One Bite Challenge, and we noticed, both me and Brett had noticed, that the crowd was, like, really into this.
There was good energy in there.
I mean, you had to sense it. And as we kept going further into the awards, the closer we were getting to, like, the top 5 of steak,
it was building.
It was just building and building and building, that when we got to the very end, I mean, the room had this electricity you just cannot describe. It was one of those deals that both of us were talking about this after we left, that it gave us goosebumps because it was that electrifying of a vibe. And there's video of, our video.
It doesn't do justice.
It doesn't come close.
It was real. I hadn't felt that energy in the room at awards since MBBQA.
Yeah.
The celebrity one in MBBQA, that one has a ton of energy every year. And last year especially really had a lot of energy.
And for me, since I wasn't there for that contest, the closest I could even come close to it would be the Friday night cooks party from the championship last year. I mean, there was that buzz.
Had a buzz too.
But of course everybody was buzzed. But
that's true.
This was incredible. I mean, it's one of those, again, it's hard to describe. You just have to be there to see it. So we hope that somewhere along the line you get to experience this, because it was magical. It was magical.
If you're a barbecue cooker and cooked your first SCA event, there's no way you're not coming back for more after that. It was really cool. Really cool.
So, folks, that was in Shiner, Texas. Excuse me, that whiskey went down the wrong pipe. So, the 3rd event in the SCA Holiday Trifecta, or also known as the SCA Summer of Love, Brookshire's Louisiana State Cook-Off in Shreveport, Louisiana.
Ran by the mayor.
The mayor took care of this.
And Leslie.
Yes.
They both tag-teamed this one for us so Joe and I could peel off and try to recover. Yet, 6 teams, I think, continued on.
Yes.
and finished out the trifecta.
Should we throw their names out?
Might as well.
We want to say a special thank you, especially to these teams, because they put the heart, the love, and the dedication of what they love to do to come out and do these three events. What was really unique, though, is one of the teams, Murph Smoke Shack, and shout out to Kevin and Christy, they had these custom shirts made. They were really, really cool. On the front, it was a map of Texas, Louisiana, and Arkansas.
Unbelievable.
Are we off the air?
No, we're on.
Oh, okay. Stuff happening?
Yeah. Go ahead.
So on this shirt, it was like the tri-state map. And in it, it kind of showed their path of where they were going. And it had a nice little SCA logo in there and everything. On the back, it said, what was it? 3 cook-offs, 3 days, 100
miles.
Total miles. And they did it. They went, the Murphs went from basically Little Rock, Arkansas vicinity to Edinburgh, Texas, to Shiner, to Shreveport, and then back to Arkansas. Also in that troika, we had the Rapolos. We had Brian and Shauna do the same identical thing, but at least home base was
Shreveport.
Johnny Joseph, Blowing Smoke Grillers. Bron Sear, East Texas. His sister Angela.
Yeah.
So we had those teams. Now we did have a couple of teams that were in Edinburgh that went to Shiner, the Smoking Beavers.
Yeah, they went to Edinburgh. They went Edinburgh to Shreveport.
Shreveport.
They couldn't get into Shiner, so they went straight to Shreveport.
So a nice little shout out to these teams. That right there kind of tugs on our heartstrings, and
absolutely,
all we can say is thank you very much. There was it's just out of respect to you guys. We love you guys, and we appreciate that. That right there is love of the sport.
It is.
Love of the sport. So in Shreveport, we had 43 teams. Now, in this one, we did have a kids cook. And we had 2 kids place in this.
Yep.
They were both winners.
Yep.
But one of them was Kaysen Douglas, who is with Team Sear.
Woo! Woo!
And Miss Emma Jo Rapolo. All right.
Yeah, baby.
All right, Cook Team Junior.
Her first win.
First win. Second time cooking, folks.
That girl's barely bigger than her Grill Great spatula, and she manhandled that thing and won. Good girl.
That was awesome. There was a burger, wasn't it?
They cooked burgers.
Yeah, they cooked burgers. She cooked in Decatur the weekend before with a pork chop.
Yeah.
And did very well. And that was her very first
one. She got second.
Yeah, so this is her second cook, first victory. Congratulations to these kids.
I love when these kids are cooking. My kids grew up in cook-offs, Austin and Bailey at the cook-off, especially Butter. Butter would go with me quite a bit to the events. And, you know, Butter's now graduated. And to watch these new kids that are sons and daughters of some of these cookers, it's cool because they're going to grow up as part of the SCA family.
That is so awesome.
Really cool.
Very awesome. Now, 43 teams cooked in steak. This one, Damon Blue.
Damon Blue. Oh, no.
Blue, you're my boy!
There it is. Couldn't find it.
Couldn't find it. Ninth place, Jeff Mansour.
Uh-huh.
We gonna celebrate your party with you.
Eighth place, Cody Allenbar.
Oh, little Cody.
But it's all right to be a little bitty.
Seventh place went to Bribey himself, Mr. Brian Lewis.
Uh-oh.
They close the window.
All right. Some bees in here.
Sixth place went to Mr. Joe Early, R.I. Cook Team number 2. Oh, yeah, that's funky.
That song's as cool as he is.
That's funky. Yeah. Fifth place went to Todd Tribble.
Tribble. Don't have that one yet.
Okay. Fourth place, Cougar Pits on David Nelson.
Oh, David Nelson. Where is he? Hey. That is an angry cougar.
Yeah, we actually recorded that video or that audio from him at the last cook-off we were at. David, can you do that real quick? He said, no problem. And we did it in one take, if you can believe that. Third place.
Uh-oh.
Bron Sear.
First rule of Fight Club is you do not talk about Fight Club.
Bron Sear.
This man's on fire.
MMA man is on fire.
Second place, Luke Stroud.
Don't have one for Luke. Yeah, he's new cooker. I'll get one. Don't worry.
We'll get you one.
We'll get one.
First place went to Jim Holland. You got any Dutch music?
No, I don't have one for that. Maybe this
All
one.
All I do is win, 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 no matter what.
I can see Jim dancing to that.
I can see that.
Yeah, yeah.
With your hands up.
With some glow sticks in his hand.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just raving. Just raving.
Raving about SCA.
So, folks, that right there was the SCA Holiday Trifecta. The Summer of Love has officially started.
Ooh, it looks like we have somebody I noticed is listening.
Of course, my red-hot smoking wife.
Hello, Shelly. I see you stalking us there. She can't talk to me either. Huh.
That's because she hung up on you.
No, she's there.
Oh, okay.
She's there.
And again, I still don't get any acknowledgement from her. Ain't that something? Well, anyway, the hell, mine ain't acknowledged either. So that right there, folks, was our results. We had 6 events in 2 weeks. We're not kidding. We were going over the calendar. We're going to go over this with y'all here in a moment. We are stocked to the gills with contests.
We've got a weekend that is going to have 8 events.
In one weekend.
In 3 countries. Friday, possibly Saturday. 3 countries, events on Friday, Saturday, Sunday.
Yes.
Good night.
Good Lord. Good Lord. But you know what? You know what we're doing, Brett? We're building the sport of state cook-offs.
That's right, Joe.
For the love of the sport.
You can do it!
Yes, all night long. All day long. Exactly. Woo. So we're having a good time with it. So let's go ahead and segue into... what's on Brett's mind?
Brett's mind. I have something that's on my mind. At every event, we take the time to print out the results. We take the time to tape these down on the table, on the wall, on the cement, wherever we can put these things. People run up, they look at their scores, and I get in my truck after we're done cleaning up, and I get 5 texts instantly. Hey, can you send me my scores? You were just at the event. Take a picture at the event. Post scores on Tuesday. When we're done, man, we're trying to go home. We've been there all day just like you. You know, take the time. Look at your scores. And if not, we'll have them up on Monday.
Now, again, folks, one of the things that some of the things that we run across, and again, some of it is beyond our control. We try to print our stuff out. We have to literally, if we're outside somewhere, we have to find power to be able to hook up a printer. On a computer is no big thing, but on a printer, that's a little different because I've never seen a battery powered printer yet, but we do try to get the scores out. As soon as we're done, like Brett said, we post them so that everybody can see them. Otherwise, yeah, the earliest that they'll be posted online will be usually on Monday or Tuesdays. And a lot of it is because we're trying to get caught up from the previous weekends. And again, like we said, we're not just doing one contest. I mean, this particular weekend alone, we had 3. So we had 3 bundles of paperwork we have to put together on Monday produce.
A lot of times we don't even leave the event for another hour or two because we're there talking to the promoter, squaring up all the paperwork, all the finances, getting everything done. And so usually when we're out of there, we're wore out, man.
Mm-hmm.
And I try to send them back as much as I can, but you know, if it's in my laptop and I'm driving down the highway, you're probably not going to get a score, unfortunately.
Now, one of the things we do try to do again, and it's also depending on the cell signal, we will take a picture of the actual winner's page,
mm-hmm.
which is the winners of steak and the ancillaries and the kids. And we'll put down where the event, what event we were at and how many teams. That way it keeps everybody in the know. Again, also, depending on wireless connections and such, we try to produce the awards and put them on Facebook Live.
When possible.
When possible. We have had some cook-offs where there was one particular cook-off, large event. We just happened to be kind of in a valley, and there was no cell signal.
I'm surprised we got it in Shiner.
Exactly. And we were surprised that in Shiner it worked. This particular weekend, and we'll go over the events, we're going to be in the middle of the country. So there's going to be some things that is going to work and some that don't. But again, just be patient with us. We are trying to do the best we can to make sure that everybody gets their answers to the questions that they ask. I know I caught myself there. Didn't you catch that?
No, I missed it.
No.
Yeah.
I was going to say answer to the questions, but I said questions to the answers that we haven't seeked yet. Anyway, that's enough rambling about that. But anything else on Brett's mind?
You're fired.
Oh, well, Donald.
We know somebody's listening.
Wow.
Oh, that, now he hung up.
Yeah.
We just lost a caller. And he just said that.
All right.
Very, very, very nice.
Where are we at? Where are we going? What direction do you want to go, JoJo?
You know what? Let's spin the wheel.
Oh, yes.
Let us spin the wheel. Folks, we are going to spin the Shiner Wheel of Beer.
We got a winner.
Well. Looks like we landed on Prickly Pear this evening, a summer seasonal beer. Wow, somebody's anxious to get into that Prickly Pear.
Thirsty. It's been a long day. Hope it tastes as good as it sounds.
Salute.
It does.
Wow. That is really, really good.
It's refreshing.
Folks, if you're outside, especially in this heat, get you a Shiner Prickly Pear. It is specifically made for this summer heat. It's nice, it's cool, it's refreshing. And you know what? You'll like it.
On the road again.
Trying to clean the beer off the TV monitor.
Oh, yeah, I saw that.
Touchscreen. Darn it. Anyway.
So.
Where do you want to go, JoJo?
Let's segue into the news desk.
Let's do that.
In the news desk, folks, we're going to go over our event calendar. We're going to do, we actually did get an email this week. We're going
to
get to that. We're also going
to
go over some future events, and we're going to discuss what is the bullet points of our newsletter that came out this week, right? It came out Tuesday.
Yes.
So we're going to go over the newsletter for some of you that did not or do not receive it. So first off, the event calendar. We're going to go over a couple events that are coming up here very, very shortly. First off, this Saturday, Georgetown, Texas, the Texas Firewalkers Steak Cook-Off. This one was kind of put together kind of quickly.
2 weeks' notice.
We had 2 weeks' notice to put this together. Folks, we are already up to 19 teams.
All right.
Wow.
Oh, McConaughey made an appearance.
Wow.
Show's shaping up, boys.
So, this one, it is in conjunction with a Lone Star Barbecue. We are going to be, turn-ins will be right after brisket, correct?
That's correct. An hour after brisket. And 2 hours after grilled cheese.
Yes, there's going to be a, I guess you could say it's a wild card food draw. There's going to be a grilled cheese competition.
Yeah, they've got some side categories, some ancillaries that are quite interesting.
Now, the promoter down there did the Central Texas Harley Davidson gig about 3 weeks ago, 4 weeks ago. So, for some of you that are familiar with him, he will be the major domo at Texas Firewalker in Georgetown.
He's guaranteed to be
doing the bull dance, feeling the flow, working it.
For sure.
Now, there has been a change or an adjustment to the payout, correct? Now he's doing He is doing a top 10.
Yeah, he was going to pay top 3, and I called him, and he said, man, he just wanted to hit a certain number. We hit it, and he said, well, let's go ahead and pay – fourth and fifth place, he's going to pay them $100 a piece, and then six through 10, $75, which, man, at least you're getting some of your money back.
Exactly, because the entry fee was $105?
It was $105 entry fee.
Now, folks, there are 19 teams signed up, and I know it's kind of short notice, but we are accepting entries up until 5 p.m. tomorrow.
And the winner gets an invitation.
That is correct. Now, one caveat we do need to throw out. because this event was put together as quickly as it did. Unfortunately, it will not qualify for the Kingsford Challenge.
Yes, that's correct. I'll go ahead and bring some Kingsford charcoal down for the teams. I have some in my garage that'll be very useful, but it isn't a Kingsford Challenge event, matching event.
It is not a matching event, yeah. So keep that in mind. Now, Brett's going to bring some charcoal, but always.
That being said, it's still $1,000 first place.
Exactly. So, again, be on the safe side. Bring you a bag of charcoal just in case, okay? We do stress that to all cook-offs. Even if we're bringing charcoal, please bring charcoal. We had a couple of things where in the past we've had a couple of events where we had logistical issues. We have no control over that. So please bring some charcoal or at least bunk up with somebody that's got some. Something, anything, okay? But again, this will not qualify for the Kingsford matching money, okay? The next week on the 16th, Broken Arrow, Oklahoma. The Trip Haggard.
I wish I knew how to quit you.
Oh, you said broken, not broke back.
Broken Arrow.
Darn it. Okay.
The second annual Trip Haggard Memorial Steak Cookoff. This has moved from Tulsa to Broken Arrow, which is a suburb of Tulsa. Now, this is in conjunction with a Bluebell Ice Cream Festival that's going on. Yes, I'm going to repeat it again. Bluebell ice cream.
Can't go wrong with that.
Heck no. And it's all you can eat ice cream.
Each team gets 4 wristbands.
Anything beyond that, which is $5.
Yep. Gives them all you can eat ice cream. Should be about 114 degrees, so that ice cream will be very refreshing. No, it won't be that hot.
The weather report right now says it's supposed to be 101.
You got ice cream. Who cares? Right?
Exactly.
And Shinerbach.
And Shinerbach.
A Shinerbach float.
Wow. Hey, that'd
now,
be awesome.
Prickly pear.
Prickly pear. Yeah.
Bluebell vanilla.
Oh, man. Float. That would work.
That sounds scrum delicious.
Oh, man. That would work.
I'm in.
But, folks, seriously, Trip Haggard Memorial State Cook-Off. And for those of you that don't know Trip, he is one of the
pioneers
of what has become SCA. So if you get a chance, please check it out. We're still accepting entries until Monday?
We're accepting entries till Friday.
Oh, so you got till next Friday to register.
This is a double points event. We don't want to leave anybody out. And we posted the deal out there, the chase, the wild cards, the people on the bubble. And there are 20 teams within a couple points of being into this thing. So,
and we'll go over those points here in a
deal.
Minute.
Yeah.
Yeah, we'll go over these points here in a little bit, but
this
is one of the premier cook-offs of the year. So if you can make it, Broken Arrow, Oklahoma. Okay. Now, on the 23rd of July, which is a Saturday, we're coming to Lake Whitney, Texas. We're going to be at the Lake Whitney Classic Steak Cook-Off. This one also, folks, is going to be a good one because it's part of a festival that's going on in downtown Whitney. So if you can come out, check this one out. It's going to be a good time. On the 30th of July, Spring Hill Piggly Wiggly Steak Cook-Off in Spring Hill, Louisiana. Folks, this one, you cannot let this one go by.
$50 entry fee. It's
what?
$50 to get in. It's
wow.
Piggly Wiggly puts this cook-off on, so they provide the steaks. It's really just to draw people to the store there. So I think she said she's going to cap it at 75 teams again.
Right.
And I've only got like 28 signed up, but at $50, I'd enter 3 teams. And nothing says you can't enter 3 teams.
That is correct. That is correct. We did this one last year, and it was capped at 75 teams. It was a hot one that day.
It was. That's a Kingsford matching money event.
Yes.
That was $1,500, so that's a $3,000 payday.
Very nice. Not bad for $50.
Can I come out of retirement, Joe?
I tell you what.
Somebody's got to get DAL.
Come on. Come on. It'd be a competition between you and me.
I'll be back.
That's what Brett said when he left 4 years ago, 3 years ago.
Just a bit outside.
That's where I've
That's
been.
That's what you said.
I cooked steaks the other day. They were not spectacular.
Well, I'm going to blame the steak on that one. I'm not going to blame you.
Yeah.
Anyway, that is in Spring Hill, Louisiana. Now, August 6th. Yes. We are coming to Florida.
Yes.
Jacksonville, Florida. The Summer Splash Steak and Chicken Wing Cook-Off. This one is a doozy. This one's kind of to make up for the Fernandina Beach
debacle.
Debacle. Okay. Yeah. There you go. I was trying to come up with a good, clean word.
My little daughter's still not happy about that one.
But this one is going to be a steak and chicken wing competition. This will be near the lake, near the river.
There's a river. There's a lake there. There's a lake, Flamingo Lake.
Yes.
It's at an RV park right around this lake. Got a big clubhouse there that we're going to do awards in. Actually, I think I got the promoter on hold here. Let me see if he wants to come on and talk about his event. Maybe we can even talk him into bringing a couple grills.
Okay, let's see.
Lending people grills. Hey, David, you there, buddy?
Hello. I am here.
Well.
Hello.
Somebody.
Can you hear me?
Got a delay? Dave. David.
Yes, I'm here.
Are you listening on the radio on the computer? Are you listening?
I'm
on
right
your
here.
Computer?
Hello. Hello, hello.
Can you hear me, David?
I can't type to you fast enough.
Bueller. Bueller.
I think we have a little bit of a delay.
All right, I think we got quite a bit of delay here. I'm going to go ahead and put you back on hold, and we'll just hold down the show for you, bud. Hold on. I think it was a case of listening to it in the background, and it creates a real bad delay.
It's kind of like that one video where the guy's on the PA, and he's talking. He goes, I would like to thank everyone. And in the background, you could hear the
delay. Delay's just wompy, Jod. What we'll do is... pretty soon we'll be on Facebook Live as soon as Amiibo gets here, and then it should be easier to take calls. We'll see, we'll see how it works.
And we'll talk a little bit more about the Amiibo when we come at the end.
So back to David's event, Haskett's event. There, it's steak and wings. It's around a lake, 5 minutes from the airport in Jacksonville, about 5 minutes. Hotels everywhere. He is involved with a store that sells barbecue products, so he could if somebody needs a grill, I'm sure he'd be willing to lend us one. You can actually swim in that lake, unlike the Trinity River here in Louisville, where you or in Dallas, where you swim with three-eyed fish.
Wow.
You think that's not true?
No, you're being kind.
I am. Cyclops fish. But anyway, you can swim in the lake. It's got a little beach area there. 35 minutes from the coast. It's a beautiful place. I'm going down there. I'm going to run this event. I'll have a car there, so if anybody else wants to fly in, I'll be glad to help drive them to the event. What else? He just texted me, said he's got 3 or 4 grills that he could lend out.
Very nice.
And we're good to go. And actually, I don't know on that. I guess that's it. Perfect.
I don't know right now.
Yeah, Brett's a little lost on that.
So, okay. So anyway, the next event, and again, let me recap on this.
Yeah.
Jacksonville, August 6th. August 12th, Texas State Barbecue and Steak Championship in Kirbyville, Texas. Kirbyville is near Beaumont, literally a three iron from the Louisiana border.
Yeah.
It's very close down there.
Strong 2 iron.
So we're going to be coming down to Kirbyville on August the 12th. Then, August 20th, Lubbock, Texas, the Lubbock Wounded Warriors State Cook-Off. Now, this one is a new event that we just signed on this year, so we're looking forward to being at this one on the 20th.
Which one's that?
This is the Lubbock Wounded Warriors Cook-Off.
That'll be a good one.
In Lubbock, Texas. Then, on the 26th, the Minnesota State Steak Cook-Off. Boy, I had to double-check on that one. In Albert Lee, Minnesota.
Yep, it's their second event. We're going to do a judge class there as well. I think we had 30-some in our first judge class there.
Nice.
That event's already full of judges.
Very nice.
Everything. It's awesome.
And then on the 27th also of that weekend, Lubbock, Texas again. We have back-to-back Lubbock weekends. the Raider Red Meats Barbecue and Ribeye Championship.
Struggling.
This is the second year we've done this one. Last year we did the, what was it? Was it a dualfecta or a trifecta where y'all went from Lubbock to
We did
Waco.
Back-to-back events. Yeah, Lubbock, we did, then Waco.
Yeah, that was a dualfecta.
That was pretty cool.
That was cool.
Had the caravan.
The caravan going on. And then finally, that same day on the 27th, Rega Fest, SCA steak cook-off in The Hague, or is it The Hague, Netherlands?
Den Haag?
The Hague.
It's on the coast.
And that's going to be done by our main man in Europe, Harry Havinga.
Harry's going to run that one for us. I didn't realize. They said, oh, it's up on the coast. When we got up in the plane when we left Amsterdam. It's a Corby bragging montage,
yeah,
isn't
I was
it?
Gonna say,
hey, now
I'm over here recording.
As soon as we got on the plane, I looked back. As soon as you got up, you could see the coast. So we couldn't have been 20 miles from the beach and didn't even know it.
Wow.
Okay. They said, oh, up on the coast.
But the beauty of Amsterdam, I mean, it's not like you really
Doesn't
missed
matter.
Anything.
No, it was beautiful.
I mean, you were absorbing the best that you could.
I was.
So, I mean, folks, this right here is our present day event calendar. We'll go over a few new events here in just a moment. But before we go into the new events, we're going to do our mail bag.
Mail sack?
Mail call. Mail sack.
Mail call.
Mail call it is. All right, let's hear it. What's the question?
This was sent from Steve in Iowa.
He's a Cornhusker.
No,
that's Nebraska.
That's a...
The Iowa Hawkeyes?
Hawkeye, yeah.
Yeah, the Hawkeyes. All right.
Okay. Or he could be a Cyclone if he went to Iowa State.
Iowa State. Yeah. No, he could. If the spelling's good, he went to Iowa, not Iowa State.
Yeah, they did spell Steve right. Perfect. Okay, so here's the question. Dear SCA, why are some of the payouts top 10 and others like top 5 or top 3? Sign Steve.
Steve. Thanks, Steve. It's a good question. Payouts are determined by the promoter. SCA is, we sanction the events. The promoters set the payout. A lot of first-time promoters, if they're running a Saturday event, they'll pay out a top 5. If they're running a Friday event, sometimes they'll either pay out a top 3 or top 5. Friday night events, they don't bring in as much money. Entry fees usually less. And then Saturdays, most second-time events will pay top 10. We strongly encourage them to. That extra $500 is basically 3 teams coming and participating. But first-time events, some of the promoters are a little leery. But once they see how well it goes, they do top 10 the second year. Does that answer the question?
I believe that is very satisfactory. I do believe that.
We'll take that.
We will take that under advisement. Steve, if that satisfies you, just give us a high five. Or
high five.
Thank you. Steve is satisfied.
That was an alley-oop.
That was great. That was great. LeBron James over here.
I'm telling you.
That was great. So, folks, if you have any questions that you want to ask, feel free to send us an email at info@steakcookoffs.com. Info@steakcookoffs.com. One more time, info@steakcookoffs.com.
How about in Spanish, Joe?
info@steakcookoffs.com.
What about our,
por favor.
Our German people?
info@steakcookoffs.com.
Appreciate that. Very good, Joe. Thank you.
Verboten. I don't know.
Your language is offensive.
Thank you. I haven't seen Hogan's Heroes in a while. So, we're going to go over a couple of events here real quick. Some new events, and Brett's going to talk about these here very quickly. Before we do, I'd like to throw a shout-out to a couple of people. Got some friends from work that are listening. First time listeners, long-time want-to-be listeners. Oh, geez. So, Fred, if you're listening, appreciate you, buddy. H, I hope you're listening, too. And anybody else that's listening to the show from Joe's employment over at the Texas Department of Corrections. So, go ahead.
All right, Double T's Steak Cook-Off is going to be in Davenport, Florida on September 9th. That's in conjunction with a FBA event, Florida Barbecue Association. If you guys haven't cooked that, it's similar to a KCBS, but you're going to turn in 9 items, and you don't have to decorate the box.
Wow.
You can give the garnish to the cows.
Very cool.
I like that.
That is cool.
I cooked at one of their events. I thought it was ran great. I had a great time.
But I'll tell you what, Florida's starting to pick up on some events, aren't
Florida, they? Yeah. Dave's down there. David's finishing his training as a rep. He'll be finalized as a rep, the Summer Splash event.
Very cool.
And then I think he's actually going to go down there and hang out with us at that event, and hopefully we'll have more in the future. But we've got, let's see, Pantego Fest is in Arlington, Texas. They call it the Las Colinas of Arlington. Could be stretching things a bit. Just a bit outside.
Yeah.
All right. So then we got a good one. Sweet Baby Ray's of Chicago is having a cook-off.
Wow.
So it'll be at the Sweet Baby Ray's restaurant there. That'll be a good one. Deuce will be there. I'm pretty excited about that one. Let's see. Fillin' Station Grill. That's going to be in South Haven, Mississippi. We just put that flyer up. That one will be a pretty neat event.
Mississippi's
in
to pick
Mississippi.
Up,
yeah,
they're picking up some events.
And then another one in Van Buren, Arkansas, same day. But there are more coming.
Bam.
We're now at 78 events this year.
Yes. We were talking about this earlier.
And who was it? Ron.
Yeah.
Mr. Ron predicted 82, and JoJo took the over.
I took the over, so come on, promoters.
Well, we're talking to one in Germany. That one, we're talking to, let's see, it was Germany, one in Houston area. And I've talked to several others there's at least five that are dangling.
Wow, that's awesome.
And then I'm already booking them for next year.
That's even better when we know that they're wanting to come back for next year.
They're coming back, but I've got new events for next year.
Wow.
We just, Cedar Fest is a barbecue cook-off. It's a KCBS down in Cedar Creek, Texas. We just got that this weekend.
Yeah, this weekend we booked that one.
I'm pretty sure we'll be back in China. We're definitely back in Edinburgh.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
So the trifecta is in place next year.
Already.
And John, bringing the boom, bringing the pain, said he had somebody that wanted one that weekend, too.
Wow. And then we're not even counting Shreveport. That's a gimme.
Shreveport's a third. If Payne's comes through, that's four.
That's four. So we'll have a quadfecta.
We can't hit them all. There's no way.
No.
Well, it's going to fall on a Tuesday next year. So how awkward does that get? Do you get Monday, Tuesday off?
No. Most people that I know of would probably just get Tuesday off.
So we would probably, they'll probably do, I'm guessing Edinburgh will be Friday or will be Saturday.
Saturday, Shiner Sunday. Then you have to, half the people will probably have to work Monday, and then you get Tuesday off.
And so then Tuesday, I bet they'll have Shreveport.
Shreveport, yeah. That's going
to, we'll just have to see how it falls.
I can't stand holidays that fall like that.
Yeah.
That's kind of crazy.
We were lucky the first couple of years. We've had good weekends for Edinburgh and all them.
Right.
Plus, down there, they have all the fireworks over the lake, over the bay.
Yeah.
They're really nice.
Very nice. Very nice. So those are some of the new events that we wanted to go over with everyone. And again, as they come along, we will post them. We'll let you know, especially in the shows. Things that we did also do is on the calendar. Are we still doing the pending on some of those? Will we put them on the calendar?
Yes, but almost all the pendings are finalized now. I know Miami, the one Miami Valley Casino.
Yeah, Lebanon.
It's still pending, but it's a casino, so their paperwork takes forever.
Right.
I contacted her a week ago, and she said, yeah, it's on our events calendar. We're just waiting for the paperwork to come back. So I don't take it off until I get a check and get paperwork, but she says it's coming.
Well, again, just to stress to everybody, just when you get a chance, go to www.statecookoffs.com. Check our calendar. Things are always changing. There's always, always events being posted. For those of you that are interested in judging, we also have a judges calendar. You can actually go on there and it'll mm-hmm. show you where the next judges classes are coming up. If you're interested in becoming a judge, send us an email at info@statecookoffs.com. We will see if we can get a decent amount of folks that have general interest in this, and we will put together a class. More than likely, because of our busy schedules, we'd have to probably do a class like on a Thursday night or something, right?
Yep.
So these are things that we need to, kind of put out on the table. but we at least want to make sure that if you are interested, we would love to have you come by and do this, depending on what area we're in also. It's smarter if we do one while we're at an event. So, like, if we're in Lubbock, Texas,
we're there.
We're there. If we're in Kirbyville, we're there. If we're in Houston, we're there. So we had a lot of interest in Houston when we did the John Henry Steak Challenge. And, you know, we just are waiting to see if we can put something together. So, again, we appreciate everybody's interest. And, again, www.steakcookoffs.com. Now, before we go any further, I do want to bring up the – oh, go ahead.
You know, if we go to Chicago, we could go to Guy Fieri's restaurant there.
Oh, Lord.
I just – hold on. I got a drop for you. I was listening to this.
Okay, here we go.
So I'm seriously considering going to this restaurant, but maybe this will change my mind.
Okay.
I'm fascinated by the Guy Fieri Terror Dome they just opened up.
Terror Dome.
600 seats, something like that. Right?
He was in here recently. He's panicking about the amount of seats.
I mean, and a gift shop. And,
wow.
And all of these poor diners, drives, and whatever, douchebags waddle in there, you know.
Sounds like I'm not going to wear my Ed Hardy shirt to that place.
You know what? I'm going to surprise you, and I'm going to have Guy present an award at the championship just for you.
I may not make it that long.
Just for you. Oh. So anyway, before we continue with our quick hits, I want to go ahead and bring everybody up to date with our points chase, the Pelican points chase, sponsored by Pelican Elite Coolers. Now, as of right now, our top 10 is as follows. First place, Johnny Joseph, 120 points. Second place, Braun Sear at 88 points. Third place, Shauna Rapolo at 80 points. 'Cause I'm a redneck woman. Fourth place, Mr. Arkansas himself, Alan Newton, at 79 points.
I'm a natural, actual, real, authentic Arkansas loving man. Yes, I am.
Man, that song's perfect for
that
him.
That is
isn't
perfect
it?
For Alan. Just so laid back and cool.
Fourth place at 79 points, Mr. Joe Early.
Oh, wrong Joe.
It's all right.
All right, let's try Joe Early.
Now in sixth place, Bobby Stewart at 78 points.
Come on!
At seventh place, Miss East Texas herself, Janet Baker, with 70 points. Winding your way down
Baker Street. She's got her own street?
Yes.
Nice.
Eighth place, Dustin Sanders, Smokehouse Rats 1, with 64 points. Come on.
Are you waiting for a drop?
Oh, I was waiting for a drop. Okay. Ninth place, Mr. Damon Blue, with 59 points.
Blue, you're my boy! Blue, you're my boy!
Damon.
And tenth place, Angela Wallace with 44 points. So, with that, following is as such. On our Pelican points chase, we have our top 10 non-qualifiers. Now, meaning that these teams will get an invitation to the championship. Okay? So, the non-qualifiers that have not won yet. Right now, first place is Shauna Rapolo at 80 points.
Yep.
Second place is Bobby Stewart at 78. Third place, John Payne with 40 points.
Uh-oh.
Fourth place, fourth and fifth here, Vivian Bird at 37 points.
Not at all.
Then, tied also for 37 points, Mr. Gino Potts.
This is Sheriff Cooper D. Justice of Texas.
Salt Creek Barbecue. Then, in sixth place, we got a two-way tie here. Mr. Bubba Garrett at 32 points.
Bubba.
Twisted
Sisters.
What is that?
Also tied at 32 points, Mr. Chuck Evans, Chuck Wagon.
We do not know that.
Oh, yeah, we need a song.
We need a Chuck Wagon.
We need a Chuck Wagon song.
I'll get one.
Okay. Then at eighth place, we got a tie here. Mr. Big Fish himself, Brian McLarty at 30 points.
That's a good one.
That's a good one. Also at 30 points, Mr. Cowbell himself, Timmy Pollock.
Oh, St. Pauly boy.
I got a fever. And the only prescription is more cowbell.
And then in 10th place at 29 points is Roland Escobedo.
We gonna celebrate your party with you.
I got them on the list.
Now, the next names I'm going to name off are the teams that are on the bubble.
Let's clarify. If the season ended today, the top 10 we just mentioned in the green, they would be the wild cards led into the event.
Correct. Now, the
based
next
on points.
The next 10 we're going to name are the ones that if, again, the season ended today.
They're on the bubble.
They're just outside the bubble. They're just outside looking in. So this is how close it is. In 11th place at 28 points, so they're only 1 point off, it's Todd Tribble.
Nice.
At 26 points, Bill Bond. Also at 26
points.
That's obnoxious.
Wow. Also at 26 points, B-Rad Callis, Mr. Milkshake himself. You got a little production for...
Oh, Milkshake.
My milkshake brings all the boys to the yard, and their life is better than yours.
Then, also at 26 points, Cody Allenbar.
Cody Allenbar.
But it's all right to be a little bitty.
At 25 points, Mr. Cougar Pit himself, David Nelson.
Oh.
Wow, a little mean there.
That's a mad one.
Okay, then at 23 points, the Worm, Joe Castillo. Then at 22 points, Big Man, Jeremy Holmes. Also at 22 points, Ty Tribble. At 21 points, Matt Alexander.
Yes, Shelley. For sure.
At 20 points, Dana Weatherford. Also at 20 points, Dan Judd and Robbie Staggs. So these are the teams that are on the bubble. So right now, the lowest qualifier, non-qualifier, is at 29 points. These teams are like one contest away from jumping from that barrier.
You know, last year, 16 got in because we just didn't have as many events.
Right.
This year, with more cookers, more teams, man, that's awesome.
Now, you know what's funny, Brett?
Where's Ron Thompson in this?
Not so much.
Not so much yet?
Not so much. But I will tell you this. Brett just mentioned last year, our line in the sand was at 16 points. Before the season even started, I had a few cookers ask me, hey, what's our demarcation line? You know, last year was 16. What are you thinking this year? I told everybody that asked me, I said, by the amount of contests and the amount of cookers we have, we'd be lucky if you got to at least get to 28. And you know what's funny? It's at 28. It's amazing. Oh, my God. Who sent you that?
Haskett.
Oh, my God. We just got a picture. You got to post it on the page.
Oh.
It's so funny.
All right. I'll post it on the page while you're talking.
Yeah. I mean, this right here is idol worship at its best right here.
Yeah, that's it.
But anyway, 29 points is right now the line in the sand. So, folks, if we still got plenty of time. I know time's running out. It's almost the end of October.
Now.
But right now is the time.
Do not forget, there are two double points events coming up. We've got the one coming up in Tulsa in Broken Arrow. That's double points. And then we're going to have one at Possum Hollow.
Yeah, Smoking Possum.
Smoking Possum.
In September.
That will be a double point. So that'll be, I believe that's the last double point event.
That's all of them.
That will be a big one.
So, folks, we're telling you the importance of these double points. One placement in a double point can get you over the hump. And I'm telling you, this is a tight contest, literally. I'm looking at the list here. We have literally 14 teams within that 32-point to 20-point range, which basically is one victory. If one person can score a victory and get 11 points, you could shoot from 20th to 7th easily. So those are things to consider. So plan accordingly, but please, double point events, telling you, it's worth its weight in gold. It is worth its weight in gold. Any other quick hits you want to go over, sir, while we're doing this?
No, I just think Haskett should be banned for a while for that picture you sent me, but whatever.
That's funny. That is funny.
It's now posted on the SCA page. All right. So let's cover a couple things that were in the newsletter that I think we need to get through. All right. I can handle this, Jojo. Jojo is going to go shake hands with the president. See you in a second, sir. All right. We talked about the Kingsford money in here. We've already talked about their matching money. It's on 30-plus events. They're all over the country. They're providing a bag of charcoal for the teams at events. We suggest you bring a bag. Logistics has been somewhat of an issue. We believe we have worked that out, but please bring a bag with you. You can cook on any bag of Kingsford charcoal you like. We talked about the points chase. Radio show, we covered that. Rules, wings. We're going to do wings in Tulsa coming up in 2 weeks. So you must turn in 6 drummies and 6 flappers for judging. You would cut the wing tips off. The wings can be grilled. They can be fried. They can be breaded. They can be naked. They can be baked. Just cook them. You just put 6 of each in the box. That gives the judges a choice whether they want to eat the drummies or the flappers. My wife, she's a drummy girl, and I'm a flapper guy. So judges, garnish. They can put garnish in the box, but it doesn't count. It doesn't affect the scoring. If they want it in there just to hold it in place, that's fine. But it is not judged as appearance. Appearance on wings are the actual wing that the judge has. How pretty does that wing look? How appetizing? How appealing does it look? All right, judges. It's for all the judges out there that there are new events popping up on the schedule all the time. If you don't see an event or see a class, help me here. If you don't see registration for an event, that just means they are either going to use, either we have a class there and we're going to use the judges from the class, or they're going to use celebrity judges at the event. They have the option to use the celebrity judges. Sometimes it's, you know, they want to bring the dignitaries from town. They'll have the mayor. They'll have, you know, a senator judge, different things like that. We've started talking about the championship. It is coming. It is going to be the SCA championship. It is going to be at Billy Bob's, Texas again. It's going to be part of the Billy Bob's, Texas World Steak Showdown.
Shootout, something like that.
Yeah, that's what they're calling their event there. It is the SCA championship. At the event, they are talking about they're going to have calf fries, Joe. You know what calf fries are?
Yes, I do, sir.
Tell them what calf fries are.
Those are also known as Rocky Mountain oysters.
Or bull balls. No? Is that right?
Yes, they are.
All right.
But you know what?
They're mighty tasty.
They're a good delicacy. Seriously,
yep. Well, I'm kind of excited to try some bull balls. We'll see what happens here. So they're going to do that. They're going to have a craft beer festival, I heard.
Yes.
We've announced the music, or we're going to announce the music. Friday is going to be Scotty McCreery. He was on
American Idol.
Young kid with a deep voice. He is doing very well in the country music.
King of the bottom out.
What?
He bottoms out. When he sings, he's like, brr. When he sings, he goes, bottoms out.
Moving on. All right. Then Saturday is going to be Pat Green, Mr. Wave, Texas Tech himself.
Wave on wave.
Yeah. Wave on wave, Pat Green. So I think our music last year we had, who was Friday?
I don't remember
I don't remember.
But Saturday was
Gary Allen.
Gary Allen was really good.
So he was good. I think Pat Green's just as good, or not better.
I think it was
maybe a little more energy.
Friday night? Who was Friday night? I don't know.
What, Wade Bowen? No.
No, it was somebody like, it was Red Dirt Country. Though.
Red Dirt Country, yeah. I'm sure he's listening. He's going to send me an email. So,
well, that
anyway.
Was, that was the hang up that just happened right there.
It's going to be a big, big payday. We got first place. Kingsford has matched our money. First place is going to be $15,000. So that is huge, 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 huge. We covered the winners. Covered that. Blue Bell. That's the newsletter, JoJo. Back to you, buddy.
Okay, folks, as we're wrapping things up, we're going to take a quick stroll through JoJo's Corner. Tonight's subject is I wanted to mention that here, as of late, we have been doing a lot of contests, especially involving barbecuers. And one of the things that I wanted to bring up, especially to our family, our brethren, the SCA cookers galore, is if we can reach out to these barbecue cookers, especially first-time SCA cookers, and if it looks like they're struggling or they're needing a hand, you know, let's do the family thing and let's help them out a little bit. We're not giving away trade secrets or anything, but you know, we always stress in the meetings, especially at the cooks meetings, that if you're a first-time cooker, if you have any questions, please feel free to ask. Again, some people are a little bit prideful. They don't want to ask, but they'll be looking and they'll kind of be in a setup in a way where they'll look at our cookers and they'll see, you know, oh, I saw what you did, or they'll mention later, hey, you know, why did you do this? Why did you do that? I've had numerous questions at some of my events, and Brett's been asked this, Ken's been asked this, you know, well, I didn't know this, or no one explained this to me, even though we did cover it over the meetings. Again, first-time cookers, let's try to lend a helping hand to them. And you know, I've had numerous cookers. The magical question that I get asked all the time, and I'm pretty sure Brett will agree with me, is, well, I didn't know I could trim the steak. No one's told me how to trim the steak. This brings me to another...
How to trim it.
Yeah, this brings me to another quick side note. We're not going to tell you how to do it, okay? If you have questions, don't be afraid to ask. That's all we're asking. It's just come out and just, you know, ask, because things, you know, can work better for your advantage if you just took 20 seconds to go ask your teammate or a cooker that you know is an SCA cooker and go up there and say, hey, excuse me, can I ask you a quick question? You know, do you do this, or can I keep this, or do I do that? Very simple, very easy, and believe me, the camaraderie will start to build. Yep. Because I'm telling you, one of the things that we mentioned earlier was the magic and the vibe that we felt in Shiner. And I'm telling you, there was more barbecuers than there were SCA members. But I'm telling you, it was almost like they were all traditionally SCA members. It was
a big family.
It was big family, and it felt good. So, again, as a gesture, if you see somebody that looks like they're struggling, if they don't want to take your help, at least offer it to them. And if they say no, they say no. That's all.
That was awesome.
Good job, JoJo.
And that was just a little pointer from your buddy JoJo. So, in saying that, you got anything else you want to touch on, stress on, point
no,
out?
No, I think we're good. We're good. It's been a good show.
I think we may try
to mix in some callers. We tried, but we got such a delay going. I'm not sure what's going on. So
we're still trying to figure this one out. So we got this.
We got this, the sound down now. All this new equipment from Tranquil IT is awesome. We couldn't do the show without the stuff they provided. So.
Oh yeah, one more thing. We mentioned we were going to talk about the Mevo real fast. We have a camera that's been ordered, and we're going to put this to hopefully in full effect when we receive it. This camera is a small little camera that will shoot in one direction, but you can do up to 9 simultaneous close-up shots at the same time using the same camera.
So we'll be live on Facebook Live, and you'll be able to, we're going to have someone up here running the camera.
Yes.
But when you're talking, maybe doing the news desk, they can focus on you.
So what we're going to do is we're going to offer this. If anybody would like to volunteer to help us, especially here in the Dallas-Fort Worth area, that is close enough to come by on radio night. 2 hours, 7 to 9, I guess.
Just need a volunteer.
Just need
Let's
a volunteer.
Go while we're young.
And we'll feed you as much Shiner Bock as we can, Shiner beer.
We'll call Uber for you.
Yeah, we'll call Uber or Light or whatever they got.
Leaves a bad taste in my mouth.
Uber.
So if you do or you are interested, give us a shout. info@steakcookoffs.com, or you can text message me or Brett, and we'll get you signed up. We did have a volunteer, and they ended up having to go out of town. So
no excuses, Pollock. Come on, St. Pauli boy.
Oh, my God.
Not calling you out, little buddy.
No. But apparently somebody is going to have a fever for real.
Oh, yeah.
So in that, all I can say is, folks, it's hard to believe, but we're out of here.
The super-duper weenie wagon.
We out? We're done?
We're done.
That's it.
Sure. Take us home, baby.
All right, let's do it.
You might know of the original sin. You might know how to be with fire. But did you know of the murder committed? In the name of love, yeah, you thought we were defeated. Dream on, white boy. Dream on, black girl. Wake up to a brand new day. To find your dreams are washed away. There was a time when I did not care. And there was a time when the facts didn't stare.